In Iraq today, the former dictator Saddam Hussein went on trial in Baghdad in a heavily guarded courtroom. The only American newspaper reporter in that room was Dan Murphy of the Christian Science Monitor. He joins us now from Baghdad by sat phone. Hi, Dan. Welcome back to Day to Day.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And how did Saddam Hussein look when he walked into that courtroom and sat down?
You know, he looked good. The paunchy Saddam Hussein, we remember him as the strong man who ran Iraq, is gone. His beard is well trimmed. His hair is dyed black. He was wearing an open collared shirt and a blue suit. You know, he was quite presidential and feisty.
From reports I read on the Associated Press, he refused to cooperate. Quite feisty, as you said. What happened?
From the opening moment, once they brought out the eight defendants, he was the first man questioned, and as a matter of record, the prosecuting judge wanted him to state his name and occupation, and he refused to answer the question. He just stood there in silence, said he wasn't going to answer it. And they went back and forth four or five times, and Saddam kept coming back to him when he was asked to say it, saying this trial is illegitimate, it's built on false foundations, I'm still the president of Iraq. You know, who are you? I want to know who you are to be asking me these questions. You know who I am. And eventually the judge relented and said, okay, I'll put into the record that his name is Saddam Hussein and he's the former president of Iraq. And it went on from there. This was a pretty procedural affair today, but the glimpses we got of the way it's going to go are certainly of one in which he's going to, you know, reject the legitimacy of the proceedings as much as possible.
So he's standing there in the courtroom staring the judge in the eye, refusing to say his name and demanding that the judge identify himself.
That's exactly right. And I think, and remember, with this guy's reputation, you know, when he, in the old days, if he asked you who you were, he began shaking in boots.
There have been questions about representation for Saddam Hussein. That is, over the last months, various lawyers have said, I'm representing Saddam Hussein. His family said, no, you're not. Who was in court for him today, or was he representing himself?
He was not representing himself. There was a thought that at one point he wanted to. But they passed a law, and Saddam, by the way, is technically a lawyer. He has a legal background. They passed a law saying that self-representation was not going to be allowed. He had two lawyers in the courtroom today. His lead lawyer is Khalil Abdullahi, whose deputy lawyer is a guy named Hamid Al-Ubaidi. They're pretty young. They're not that well-known. They were selected, as far as we can tell, by his daughter, and it does seem to be that they're working very closely with Hussein. In some of the court breaks today, they went up to him and they were chatting and exchanging ideas.
And there are reports of a scuffle, what, during a break at some point?
Right at the end of the day, when they adjourned, they've adjourned this trial to November 28th. Nothing is going to happen between now and then. But the two black-jacketed Iraqi guards grabbed him by the elbows as they were leading him out, and he pushed them off and shrugged them off and had a confrontation with them. He was insisting that he was going to walk out under his own steam. And there was some shouting, and unfortunately we haven't gotten the translation or even the audio of what was said yet, but he got his way. And he walked out on his own power and without these guys' hands on him. This was sort of his demeanor today.
I just wonder, Dan, if you have any way to judge how people in Iraq and perhaps throughout the Arab world will react to the figure that Saddam Hussein portrayed today in the courtroom.
I think that in some places, unfortunately, you know, Saddam is quite powerful as a symbol of resistance to what's seen as American imperialism, always gave a lot of money to the Palestinians. And so in the Arab world at large, sometimes he's a more popular figure today than he is at home. Inside the country, traffic stopped today, like a big football match was going on when this thing was being televised. Everybody is interested. Most people are rooting for his execution. There are, you know, some Sunnis and even some Christians who yearn for the more stable days of Saddam's power. But this is neither going to rile people up anymore or pacify them. In terms of real political value in the shorter medium term, there probably isn't much there.
Dan Murphy of the Christian Science Monitor in Baghdad. Dan, thank you again.
Thank you.